This is Jennifer Jones at the Dow Jones VentureWire Consumer Technology Ventures Conference, and I'm here today interviewing Larry Gerbrandt, who's General Manager and Senior Vice President of Nielsen Analytics. So welcome to the podcast, Larry.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to chat with you today.
My first question is, can you give me some sense about what you guys are seeing as it relates to analytics as, you know, we're just focused on, say, podcasts and blogs?
Sure. We're actually just getting started in a major initiative at Nielsen called Anytime, Anywhere to measure the usage of media anytime it's used, anywhere it's used. I'm actually coming out with a report on broadband video called "Is Redefining the World Wide Web" to whatever, whenever, wherever. And that's really the way consumers are beginning to use entertainment and information out there. We are just starting our first panel this fall with initially 400 iPods that have been wired up with the appropriate software to be able to start tracking what they're doing with those devices. And it includes podcasts. It will include pretty much anything that they're watching or listening to on those devices, and we will begin tracking those habits and those patterns. And along with everything that Nielsen does, it's a demographic panel as well. It's not just pure usage. I mean, in theory, you can sort of derive that by looking at a server log. What advertisers want to know is who is doing it, and how does the usage differ between men and women, between the different demographics, age demographics, as well as other demographic breaks. So that's our first initiative, is this 400 iPod panel. And our next major initiative in this space is going to start rolling out over the next year, where we're going to be doing ratings in Nielsen homes and tracking the video that they are watching on their PCs, along with, of course, what they're watching on their TVs. And so that's a major initiative in the company between Nielsen Media Research and Nielsen Net Ratings, which is specifically focuses on what's happening on the PC.
So what do you think you'll find out?
You know, until we actually start tracking, we won't know what the data looks like. And it's, I think, based on the fact, what we know about the broadband household, we know that it's younger, we know that it's more affluent, we know it tends, in terms of usage, tends to skew a little bit male. So all of those things are actually good from an advertising standpoint, because it's harder to reach younger users. It's harder, the more upscale are more valuable. Men tend to be harder to reach through media advertising than women. So that would be sort of my gut instinct. And I think we're going to see that a lot of the new technology usage probably also skews more teen.
So in terms of how you then disseminate this information to ad agencies or to companies that want to be able to use it to obviously make smart marketing decisions, how does that work?
Well, I mean, Nielsen is in the business of licensing its research to end users such as agencies, advertisers, and content creators or content distributors. Those are historically our client base. And they're the ones who actually sort of push us to say, look, we're now ready to pay you to collect this data and license it from you on an ongoing basis. And then it's our job to go out and create the panels and collect the research in a standardized way, in a way that they're used to getting the data and have it validated. And of course, there's always controversy between one constituency and another that feels that that they may be underrepresented in a particular approach. But that's what keeps the business interesting and all of us honest.
So in terms of major challenges that you think people using social media today are facing, what do you kind of list them out? I mean, what do you think they are?
Well, I'm not sure that the people who are using social media face many challenges. I think that the advertisers who are trying to figure out how to leverage off of that usage, I think the biggest, and I'll just speak to it as a user, I have a MySpace homepage, if you will. It's gotten too cluttered. I mean, I see too much of it. That's because that real estate is extremely valuable and they want to maximize their revenue from it. And of course, Google paid a lot of money to be able to sell against that space.
That's certainly true.
So as with almost any successful media that has aggregated a large amount of usage, the biggest challenge is frankly clutter. I mean, if you I recently, as I think I mentioned, I've been writing a report on broadband video. As I took a step back and I said, let's break down the traditional broadcast model. And it's actually, you actually are exposed to a 30-second unit for every 2 minutes of video that you watch. That's a lot of commercial messages. I mean, so no wonder people go to such lengths as investing in DVRs
right.
to be able to avoid those. Radio has had the same kind of problems. Newspapers have that problem. Magazines have that problem. The cluttered environment seems to success breeds its own seeds of overusing, overloving the medium. That's already beginning to happen, I think, in terms of social networking. On the other hand, broadband video does provide a means of controlling the environment, and in effect, to some extent, controlling the viewer in a way that advertisers haven't had, really for about 20 years.
So explain that. What do you mean?
Let's take probably one of the better examples out there is ABC.com. When it offers up episodes of Lost and Desperate Housewives via broadband video, they allow you to fast forward through the content, but not through the commercials. But the exchange is the commercials tend to be shorter, or the pods are shorter, fewer in number, and they actually spend more time making the commercials maybe a little more informative and more engaging. So there is a sort of an unspoken bargain struck with the viewer is we're going to make you watch the advertising to get at the content, but we're not going to make you watch as much of it. And hopefully net create an experience which is more satisfactory to the end user. It's more satisfactory to the advertiser because it offers the opportunity for engagement. I mean, one of the things that we find when we talk to some of the content companies out there is they talk about the skin of the player, the real estate around the player, as being actually more valuable than the pre-rolls that go inside the player.
Than the what that go inside the player?
The pre-rolls, the commercials.
Oh, okay.
That are run inside the player.
So you're getting a little bit of vernacular here. So I mean,
yeah.
So pre-rolls. Okay, so that's good.
Right.
You just qualify what that is.
Yes, a pre-roll is usually they're either 15 or 30 second commercials that run before a piece of video content.
Okay, got it.
So But they've actually, in some cases, discouraged clients from putting too many pre-rolls in, and instead put the ad messages in the skin, the real estate on the screen around the player, because those stay up for longer, and they can, with flash and other technologies, can actually make those pretty exciting and interesting. And somebody can click on those and go and interact on a website, provide information, and then come back and still watch the content and not miss anything. That's something that has never been possible on television. I mean, all the attempts to do interactivity
right.
have interfered either with other commercials in the pod or taken people away from the program. And when they come back, the program has gone on without them. So the interactivity basically failed on that premise. You can solve that fundamental conundrum on the web.
Very, very interesting. Well, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to stop this podcast short. I've been speaking with Larry Gerbrandt, who is with Nielsen Analytics. He's general manager and senior vice president, and we've gotten into a lot of things on analytics and all of that, and hopefully will be continued at some point in the future. He'll let me bring him back onto Marketing Voices. Larry, thank you so much for being here. I'm at the Dow Jones Consumer Technology Ventures Conference, Dow Jones VentureWire, that is.
My pleasure.